With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Yet another fraudulent text message is making the rounds, this time pretending to be from the Cayman Islands Postal Service. Government says the fake text is requesting payment or updated information, stressing that the Postal Service will, quote, never text requesting personal details, payments, or link clicks. If you've been targeted, delete the message, alert your bank, and report it to the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service. A jury is expected to begin deliberating today in the robbery trial of Shamar Courtney Bethune. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks reports.
Mr. Bethune denies being the person captured on CCTV footage during the robbery of Ala Kebab Food Hut on Lawrence Boulevard back in April. Prosecutors say surveillance footage clearly identifies the defendant and have relied on testimony from two police detective constables who say they recognized him from the video. The defense argues the identification evidence is not reliable enough to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, noting that features such as height, build, and an unusual gait or walk can be shared by many people. Trial Judge Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards Casey is expected to complete her directions this morning to the jury before the jury of 4 women and 3 men deliberate their verdict. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
Students, interns, emerging marketers, and industry professionals come together for the inaugural SIMPA Next Gen event, a morning of, quote, learning, mentorship, and meaningful connections. During the event, SIMPA recognized Araceli Matuti Trajeo as the recipient of the association's $10,000 scholarship award.
Very grateful. It was like such a surprise to me, but basically right now I'm studying marketing at the University of Bristol. So yeah, I'm really interested in like having a career in marketing and coming back home after university and like just becoming a professional as well. So this was also just really cool.
The Cayman Islands Marketing Professionals Association event was designed to support the next generation of marketing talent in the Cayman Islands by providing attendees with direct access to local professionals who are actively building successful careers across the marketing, design, branding, and communication sectors. For more information, head to simpa.ky. In regional news, an employee of the state-owned oil refinery Petrojam in Jamaica has been arrested and charged, facing allegations he was part of a ring that illegally sold bullets and gun parts for high-caliber rifles. The Jamaica Gleaner reports the 52-year-old is a line engineer based at Petrojam's Montego Bay Terminal and was apprehended during a sting operation in which the police allegedly found more than 200 rounds of ammunition for AK-47 rifles inside his vehicle. Earlier this week, police reportedly found a pistol, more than 100 additional bullets for AK-47, and M16 rifles, as well as parts for both guns, when they searched the man's locker at the Petrojam terminal. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Danielle Yawowiecka. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, has told the BBC that Ukraine needs more help from its allies to protect civilians after another intense Russian bombardment overnight. At least 15 people were killed and more than 40 injured. Apartment blocks and a children's hospital were among the buildings hit. A new batch of 70,000 doses of vaccines are being sent to the Democratic Republic of Congo to help contain the Ebola outbreak. The International Coordinating Group on Vaccine Provision says the shipment includes 50,000 doses for frontline workers tackling the fastest spreading outbreak on record. Germany has recorded its highest ever number of heat-related deaths so far this year. 14,000 deaths have so far been linked to the extreme heat wave. The country's Public Health Institute says more than 70% of them occurred in 1 week in late June when temperatures hit 40 Celsius. Maritime security reports say a tanker travelling off the coast of Yemen has been seized by 6 armed men who've diverted it towards Somalia. In recent months, there's been a resurgence of Somali pirate attacks. Israel's defence minister has accused Turkey's president Recep Tayyip Erdogan of dragging his country into what he called dangerous adventures in Syria. Israel Katz said Israel would not allow any entity to threaten its security. Health officials in Nepal say dengue fever cases have now spread to 74 of the total 77 districts. They warn that the mosquito-borne disease could rise during monsoon season. BBC News.